I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery. Scott Mitchell off for the evening and filling in for Scott, our BYU insider for KSLSports.com, our host of Cougar Sports Saturday, Mitch Harper. It's quite a... Listen, it's a long line of really important people who have hosted Cougar Sports Saturday. Only the best can be
it. It's true.
I will happily say that the best hosts that have been on Cougar Sports Saturday ever are you and Matt Biamonte.
Well, thank you.
That
means a lot, Alex.
Well,
but
you could lose that title at any moment, so watch out.
Well, thank you.
Okay. So we're here at Via 313 here in Orem. The General RV Tour de Fans continues as we brought the RV down. We watched a little bit of that game in the RV of that NFL game. I'm trying not to look at it too much because I have it recording, but at the same time, I realize it's a fool's errand on a sports show to try to keep it secret, a Cowboys-Buccaneers game on a Thursday? It's a Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday Night Football to kick off the season. And, you've got 14-7, the Tom Brady's versus the Dak Prescott's down there at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. In the meantime, Mitch, we've got a couple things we want to talk about here. The last time that BYU beat Utah was way back in 2009. That was the year my son was born, my very first child was born. Let me just tell you how weird things are now. We don't have any twins in my family, by the way. We have six kids. Okay, that's how much life has moved on from when the last time BYU beat Utah. My one kid was 9 months old. Not conscious enough to know what was going on for Andrew George to win that game for BYU, and to hear Max Hall's immortal words of they poured beer on my family, all that stuff, and my son is like he's like the biggest BYU fan.
He is.
I can just tell
hearing him.
I cannot.
He cares.
He called today to be like, "What's going on with the Big 12?" And I should have just been like, "Let me turn things over to Mitch Harper, who's in the car." Instead, I was like, "Yeah, well, I think it's going to happen, buddy." So that was happening in my life. The New York Yankees beat the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series for their record 27th title. Happily, the Yankees haven't won since then. So
that's actually a really good thing.
So their win streak is their losing streak is up too. BYU and the New York Yankees. That's what I always say. Neither of them have won important games.
BYU, the Lakers.
It all makes sense. It's all right there. The average price of gasoline,
$2.64. That sounds really nice.
So when we were in Los Angeles for Pac-12 Media Day, we were driving through Beverly Hills, and it wasn't just because it was Beverly Hills, but there was a gallon of gas.
That thing, Scott, with his high living.
I know.
Beverly Hills there lifestyle.
There was gas for $5.75 a gallon. Okay, and then I had a friend who lives in Los Angeles send me one this week, $6.19 for premium.
Oh my gosh.
Where he lives in Los Angeles,
wow.
And I thought, you know, we complain about it here,
yeah.
And it is high, but $2.64 back in 2009 on November 23rd when BYU won it. Avatar was the highest grossing film of all time. Oh, my goodness. They're, like, working on Avatar 4. Now, Avatar 2 hasn't come out yet, but James Cameron, he's still working on, like, all four of the Avatars. And then to make all the kids
this is the best
feel a part of this, the iPhone 3GS was released. That's where we are now, everybody. If I rolled out an iPhone 3, if my 12-year-old would have said, Dad, can I have a phone? And I go, yeah, here you go. And it was an iPhone 3G. He would know I was just trying to punk him. He would know it was just me trying to
get
it.
And the new iPhone's coming out next, like the 13th's coming out next week.
Right.
So that's 10 iPhones ago.
So, Mitch, what was going on in your life in 2009? I mean, you went to that game. You were at the Andrew George overtime thriller.
I got a shout out from James Bates in that game, the Mountain guy.
Remember,
he gave a shout out to Mitch Harper in that
formerly
game.
Formerly of ESPN Plus? Is that what you're saying?
Formerly of ESPN Plus. James Bates gave me a shout out. I was 21, had no kids. You do the rest of the math there. That's where my life was at that point. So, yes, now I'm 33, three kids, married.
Wow.
A lot has changed for me.
And I love how married. I love how married was the last thing you listed on there. Married, I guess, too. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hey, listen.
Working at KSL, too. I mean, come
there
on.
You
like,
go.
It's been that's right there, the glow up needed.
You know
now,
what?
BYU
but
needs
here's
their
the thing.
Glow up.
If BYU would have been amazing, would we have ever needed to hire Mitch Harper to hype up the brand? So this is a blessing in disguise, right? I mean,
that's
like,
actually a good point. I had to come in at rock bottom, you know, where the independents, the lulls were just so low. And like, hey, Mitch, come revive this thing
please.
A little bit.
Can you please get people hyped up about
BYU? Put that spin job.
Please. So a lot has happened since then. And we listened to Chaz Ayu say the thing that everybody already knows, which is the turnover battle has been an embarrassment for BYU. But when we talked a little bit before the show, too, we asked – or I asked you, I said, do they end up actually having some kind of – like, A-Rod always has some trickeration, I believe.
Yeah.
And I don't know what level that Kalani has of going, dial it up. Dial up that crazy play. You know, like what they did at Wisconsin. They had a double pass last week. They had a little Philly special last week to Jaren Hall that went for, I don't know, 19 yards. I always hate when trick plays only go for like a first down only, you know, and you're kind of like, I kind of wish that thing would have gone deeper. But does BYU have to do a bunch of that stuff, or can they legitimately line up and beat Utah with the scheme that they have? This is one of the more talented teams we've seen out of BYU in a long time.
I feel like they do have the scheme to beat Utah because they've talked so much about how it's a scheme that's pretty much the same from last year. And last year's scheme was one of the five best offenses in college football, and the defense was no slouch either. I thought the defense last week was good. I know that the yardage, they gave up a ton to Arizona, but I almost thought that was by design. It's like giving up those passing plays in the flat to Arizona, like just keep it in front. I mean, BYU will bend. They won't break. I think defensively they can keep up that, and that can be okay. But offensively, though, they have to have those explosive plays. They've got to have those passing plays more than 15 yards, the ground. The rushing attack's got to be on point. I think Tyler Allgeier, he needs to get over 20 carries in this game. I don't know why BYU does not give him enough touches. Like 17 carries last week against Arizona.
What did I tell you? 25 touches is what it needed to be. I said he's going to have 25 touches for 119 yards and two touchdowns. He had 18 carries for 94 yards, and I thought, give him the touches, and I would have been exactly right.
He needs to get the workload like Jamal Williams had back in his senior season. That's what Tyler Allgeier is. I mean, he's someone that's viewed as potentially an NFL running back. You got to give him the touches. Make sure Jaren Hall stays upright. He doesn't get hurt. Keep him protected. Give that rock to Tyler Allgeier. That's what BYU needs to do in this game. I don't think they have to dial up all these creative trick special plays, as Jeff Grimes used to call them. They just need to run their offense, and they need to protect for Jaren Hall and create those holes for Tyler Allgeier, and I think he'll be able to do the rest.
Jeff Grimes never dialed up those plays, though, did he?
No,
it was always A-Rod.
Who does what? I can say that I'm glad that I don't have to ask about that. Like, can you tell more about the collaborative effort?
What exactly is a passing game coordinator do? Does he ask if he can throw, or does he just make it happen?
It's a collaborative.
It's a team effort. Every team goes a team effort.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
Let's. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take another break. We're going to come back. We got MVPs around the corner. And when we return, we'll have those MVPs. Mitch has got a good one. It's a BYU theme one. It's heartfelt, and you're not going to want to miss it. We are here at Via 313 here in Orem. You can come by, say hi. We're looking for more Mitchites to come out. Come see Mitch Harper and give us your prediction on the BYU-Utah game. It's always nice to come down to Utah County and get that prediction. We're at Via 313. and we're going to come back with our MVPs. First, I'm going to get out to Ted, who's our manager here at Via 313 in Orem. And the Detroit-style pizza was something that we didn't talk much about, like, not that long ago.
Right.
And now suddenly it's like you see it all over the place. Everybody loves that crispy edge,
yes.
That thicker, lighter crust with that crispy edge. That's a, look, my kids ask for me just to make them cheese that's crispy. So this is like the best of all worlds with the Detroit side.
Putting that right on the edge of the crust for you. And we have two sizes. One size, you know, for anybody. You can do the 8x10, which can serve 1 to 2. The 10x14, good for a family. That's 8 slices. We brought out some pizzas for you guys. A couple of you ordered the Cadillac, which is the Cadillac of our pizza. It's unlike anything you've ever had.
What's that? Serrano ham on there? What
so
is that?
Is prosciutto. So,
oh,
yeah,
so it's, like a,
it's the Detroit-style dough. We take the mozzarella and the white cheddar. We add gorgonzola in there. And then after it comes out of the oven, we top it with a fig preserve, then the prosciutto, balsamic glaze, and finally we top it and, with some fresh grated Parmesan.
Well, you've outclassed Unrivaled, that's for sure.
Yes,
with this, with the Cadillac.
It
as soon
is
as
fantastic.
You said a fig preserve, Mitch started getting his phone out looking it up.
Yes,
so,
exactly right. He's like, I've had a fig Newton, but what's fig preserve?
So you can come down. You can enter to win some tickets to BYU versus Utah. Sold out game, so those tickets mean even more now. And try yourself some Detroit-style pizza from Via 313. We'll be here all the way up till 9 o'clock. Come see us, University Parkway, right here in Orem across from the Ken Garf Honda. You cannot miss the big old KSL van and the giant Via 313 sign, too. It's the old-style diner sign with the lights all around it. So come visit us here tonight. It's KSL's Unrivaled. We'll be right back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.